A battle between the governor and the legislature over capital punishment in Nebraska may be decided by voters on November 8th. Last May, the state legislature voted to end capital punishment. Republican Governor Pete Ricketts quickly vetoed the bill, but the legislature overrode it. Ricketts fought back with power and his own money. He launched a successful petition to gather signatures and get the issue on the ballot for this election cycle. Now, on November 8th, that decision will be left up to voters to repeal or retain the legislation that banned the death penalty. Kate Bowles is a Democratic state senator from Nebraska, representing District 29. She voted in favor of overturning Governor Ricketts' bill and passing the bill to eliminate the death penalty. Welcome to The Takeaway, Senator.
Thanks for having me, John.
What does this initiative stem from in the mind of the governor and among the people of Nebraska?
Our death penalty policy, in my point of view, is just too flawed to fix. It's expensive and it leaves families in legal limbo. And so as the Nebraska unicameral, we overrode a veto to repeal the death penalty. And a referendum was developed and we'll have a vote this November on that issue.
Why do you think it's not a partisan issue, at least the way the polls are showing in Nebraska?
The final vote in the unicameral was a 30-19 vote, and the supporters of repeal included 16 Republicans, 13 Democrats, and one independent. So I do think this is an issue that crosses party lines. My personal experience is that my constituents supported repeal almost 4-1. They saw it as a moral issue. They saw it as a fiscal issue. They saw it as a pragmatic issue.
What about the way in which the death penalty is administered in Nebraska? There have only been three executions since the death penalty was reinstated nationwide in 1976. How many more people are on death row?
There are 10. And in 2011, the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled the electric chair unconstitutional. And ever since, Nebraska has tried to import lethal injection drugs that are illegal and very hard to get a hold of.
Is that something that the voters are taking into consideration, or is it purely about cost and some broader moral stand?
I think that voters are taking a number of things into consideration. For example, we have a very famous case referred to as the Beatrice Six, where six individuals were exonerated based on DNA evidence and a federal jury awarded them $28 million in damages. So it ranges from a moral point of view to a fiscal point of view to recognition that there are real people whose real lives are impacted.
What would happen if the people of Nebraska don't actually resolve this, if it's either a no vote or a stalemate of some kind?
I think they will resolve it. I remain optimistic. Beyond that, it's difficult to say, but I can say that Senator Chambers, who has brought this policy to the Nebraska unicameral for decades, is not going to give up anytime soon.
You describe the unicameral system in Nebraska. There's one house. There's not a House and a Senate. But I'm wondering if in this particular case, Nebraska has a bicameral system because the voters constitute a kind of other legislature.
We actually refer to the public as the second house. It's part of the philosophy of our nonpartisan unicameral system. So I don't think taking it to a vote of the people is inappropriate. I think it's democracy at work.
Kate Bowles is a Democratic state senator from Nebraska representing District 29. She voted in favor of overturning Governor Ricketts' bill and passing the bill to eliminate in the state of Nebraska the death penalty. Thank you so much, Kate.
My pleasure.